Hello, Mike. It's Elisa with Truth in Hand, back for another day's forecast.
Hi, Lisa. It's Thursday, the 29th of August. I'm Mike, your Astro Daddy, and here are the aspects of the day.
Please.
Well, we have Venus opposing Neptune, and that's been going on, so that's still happening, right? But early in the morning at 6:26 a.m., Lisa, Venus enters into its home sign of Libra, where it's able to express itself much more easily. But at the same time, it trines Pluto in Aquarius. And that all happens by the time we wake up on Thursday morning. But it just keeps getting better because the moon will trine Saturn at 8:56 a.m. So we have these trines first thing in the morning. So it's a beautiful day to awake. There's good energy that starts the day.
Well, there's an ease. Whenever there's a trine, there's an ease aspect. It's kind of like you're on rollerblades and you've got a clean slide, right? Or a clean path. You have no obstacles between you and what you're headed for. When you've got a trine, you're just rolling right along.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and that's how our day starts.
I love that. Well, that's interesting because we have the Ace of Swords today. All right, so this is the second ace in a row. Yesterday, if you remember, we had the Ace of Wands, keeping that bright light lit on your new definition of you, the emerging definition of you. The Ace of Swords says, in order to do that, you have to also be willing to prune those ideas, thoughts, beliefs, and stories that don't work. This is always like the scalpel. It's like with use it with precision. And you've got a lot of ease to do that, that it's just like, no, this is dead wood. I don't need this anymore. I don't need to try and feed that story. I don't need to try and inhabit this space. It just doesn't fit. And when you do that, two aces is union. You really connect with that bigger truth of who you are.
And that trine energy will really discern that. But it's so funny because the moon will then square Chiron at around 9 o'clock that evening. It's almost like it gives a choice between the choose between the square with Chiron or the trine with Saturn.
I love that. So you get to choose which story are you going to unite with? The one
Right.
that makes you feel smaller or the one that lets you feel bigger and
Right.
emerge into that new growth? What are
Yeah.
you going to do? The choice is yours.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. The skies don't decide for you. They just shed light on what the choices are, and then it's up to you.
That's right.
Yep. Anything else before we wrap up today?
Not today.
Not today. Though that's plenty. We've given them plenty to chew on. So we'll call it a day. Adios, amigos, and I will see you next time. I'm Lisa with Truth in Hand.
Bye, Lisa. Bye, everyone. We'll see you guys next time. I'm Mike, your Astro Daddy for the day.
Good night, Mike.